We're at Art Smith's photography studio on East Broadway. It's a Tuesday night, and about a dozen, I guess you could call them regulars, are gathered around tables thinking about writing or trying not to think about writing or sometimes even writing. Now, this is called a write-in, and Smith hosts it, and he says this is a pretty normal November night at the studio.
There'll be some talking. There'll be a lot of writing. Frequently, we'll do things called word wars, which is where we'll start a timer for 10 minutes, and it's a challenge to see how many words you can write in that 10 minutes.
Ready?
Okay. So 10-minute word war.
Sure. Anybody who's doing it? Everybody ready? On your mark?
Get set. Go.
Okay, so word wars are just one part of National Novel Writing Month, which is the whole month of November. Participants call it NaNoWriMo. They've got 30 days to write 50,000 words of fiction. It's a halfway point today, November 15th. By now, the goal is 25,000 words, but even if you don't have that, don't give up. Just keep writing.
Really, for this, the biggest challenge is getting that word count in. It's just an awful lot of words to write. And the neat thing about NaNoWriMo is that it forces you to just write. You kind of have to shut down your inner editor and you know, not find the excuses to do research and go back and do stuff, but actually just crank out those words and get them down on paper.
So let's meet our writers. First, there's Rena. Word count?
16,866.
And Grace?
17,820.
Now, Rena and Grace are working side by side on laptops covered with NaNoWriMo stickers, but Rena's a little stuck herself.
I'm trying to find a name. It's just not really working out.
We're looking at a website with a list of names, and when I offer a suggestion from the list, I'm really just trying to help, I promise.
What kind of character is this a name for?
It's like the babysitter type. Really annoying.
So Tyrone, maybe?
Tyrone? No. Tyrone's
there you
not.
Go. I like it. Jump in.
Tyrone?
I think I just made Grace inhale her drink.
Didn't just inhale my drink.
Sorry. So what's Grace working on?
It's sort of a Minecraft fanfiction. Like, it's adventure, but it's set in the world of the video game Minecraft, so a lot of the things work the same as that. And it has the same, like, monsters and stuff, and basically my character is trying to defeat these two. Well, my character doesn't know they exist yet, but...
Wait, what? We're halfway through and her main character doesn't exist yet? But Grace has this covered.
Well, he uses... Or she. My character... It's written from, like, second person, so my character never has a gender.
Now, you might be familiar with this premise if you've ever studied The Passive Protagonist or played a text-based RPG back in the 80s or read Choose Your Own Adventure. If you're lost after those nerd references, don't worry. Just listen to a bit of Grace's mysterious, genderless... second-person protagonist. You'll get the idea.
You slink back into a corner, looking around until finally you see the skeleton. You raise your bow and fire an arrow off at it. Fight fire with fire. Or rather, fight bow and arrow wielding thing by wielding a bow and arrow. It makes you feel actually really accomplished, or something.
Speaking of really accomplished... Oh man, look at the time. We gotta keep moving. Sorry, speaking of really accomplished, let's meet Elizabeth Medling. She's leading the pack tonight. She's got 26,300 words, so she's way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I'm writing a murder mystery, and it's in the sort of the cozy Miss Marple genre, so there's not a whole lot of violence or anything like that. But I'm also including recipes in it, because I'm a baker. That's my job.
Now, Medling comes to these with her husband, Noah. They're both NaNoWriMo veterans. They've been doing it for years.
I did NaNo for the first time in 2004, just kind of spur of the moment. That looks interesting.
We met at NaNo in 2004, which is the first year we both did it.
Wait, you guys met through this?
Yep.
Okay, tell me that story.
We just met. there's really not a whole big story there.
I have to believe there's a whole big story here. They're two storytellers, after all.
No, he showed up to one of the first write-ins in the month, and we ended up, the whole group ended up hanging out for like 4 or 5 hours. We went to Steak and Shake after they kicked us out of a place on Columbia College campus.
No, we don't even have like a firm date for when our relationship started. We just kind of started spending more time together as time went on, and at some point I think we decided to call it dating.
Elizabeth and Noah even got married on Halloween. Now, the significance of that is that NaNoWriMo kicks off at midnight on November 1st, so everyone gets together. It's a big gathering, and they all watch the clock, and at exactly midnight, they start writing. And they write for hours, all night, until the sun comes up sometimes. And Liz and Noah participated that year, 2007.
Because that's when the kickoff is.
So that means... They spent their wedding night.
But you were working on NaNoWriMo.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Love is an amazing thing. It can take a long time to build and cultivate, like the month it takes to write a novel. Or it can hit you out of nowhere in no time at all, like the 10 minutes it takes to write...
Hey, it's time. 359.
623.
All right.
467.
Any others?
405. Davis Donovan, KBIA News.